Kerr, Sister, St. Helena, California, February 21st, 1908. Dear Sister Kerr, I received your letter yesterday. I have been thinking to write to you for some time, and now I will say thank you for getting the start of me. You know how much joy it gives to bestow good gifts on your children. The Savior says, "How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" Luke 11, verse 13. The Father is much more willing to bestow his grace than we are to ask for it. "If ye shall ask anything in my name," he says, "I will do it." The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, Christ declared, "He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." John 14, verse 14, 26. Whatever we ask in Christ's name and in accordance with his will be given us. It means much to ask in Christ's name. It means to ask in the simplicity of a little child and with full trust that what you ask, you will receive. You need not wait for greater assurance than this. The Lord will surely do as he has promised. Walk and work by faith. Time is short, and we must watch and pray and believe and trust. We do not express thanksgiving to God as we should. I am pleased that you have a church at Honolulu where those can meet who believe and love the present truth. I would like to visit you and speak in your new meeting house. A week ago, last Sabbath, I spoke to a large congregation in the Sanitarium Chapel, St. Helena. The Lord gave me freedom as I spoke from the third chapter of Revelation. My voice was clear and distinct. Every available seat in the chapel was occupied, and the patients in wheelchairs filled the aisles. All were very attentive as I spoke to them from the Word of Life. I told the people how we were working to establish in various places sanitariums for the sick. I told them that Christ was our physician. We are asked by some, "Do you have power to work miracles and to heal the sick?" I answer, "I have never worked a miracle in my life, but I have presented many suffering ones in faith to Christ, and the mighty healer has rebuked disease and raised the suffering ones to health. Christ alone can heal the sick and raise the dead." What freedom and joy I had as I lifted up before the people the Savior who has risen from the dead and who has proclaimed over the rent sepulcher of Joseph, "I am the resurrection and the life." In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him the keepers did shake and became as dead men. But the angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." Matthew 28, verse 1 to 7. Oh, what a victory was here obtained in our behalf! With what joy should we acknowledge our gratitude to God for the gift of life given to us in his Son!